Amen. I want to talk to you today, and we're going to move towards getting in the altar this morning. I believe that God wants to do some special things in the altar. And if you're ready, say amen. Amen. Memorial Day is a day that we celebrate and are thankful for those who died in the military service for our country. Memorial Day was started after the Civil War to commemorate all the lives that were lost. We have had a lot of men and women that have died for our freedom over the years. Over 1.3 million men and women have given their life for this country alone. From the American Revolutionary War to the Civil War to the World Wars to the Vietnam War to the War on Terror, there's been a lot of people that have bled and died for this country. I am very thankful for those that have given their life. Amen. Because of that, we have the chance to worship in the house of the Lord the way we choose. We can buy and sell. We can live where we want. We can become educated. We can work where we want. I am thankful today to be living in the United States of America. Amen. Amen? Amen. Can we just say thank you to those that have given their lives? Today, I'm also thankful for the death of one who gave their life. Yes. I'm thankful for the one who not only died for a nation or one people, but he died for the entire world. Yes. He paid the price for our salvation, the forgiveness of our sins. He paid for our healing, and he paid to give us victory. Amen. Amen. Today I want to talk to you about the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, I am personally not a big fan of blood. I don't like to see blood. I've had enough of it that I've seen out of my own self. It makes me feel weird on the inside. How many would say they agree that blood makes you just ewy-gewy? Let me see. Anybody else like me? Okay. A few of you. How many there's something you like seeing blood? Let me see your hand. You're a little strange, okay? All right, we got some of you. I am thankful and I admire nurses, doctors, and those who can see blood and not faint or not be woozy. You know, there's something special, though, about blood. The blood transports oxygen from the lungs to the cells of the body where it is needed for metabolism. The carbon dioxide produced during metabolism is then carried back to the lungs by the blood where it is then exhaled. You didn't know you were going to science class today, did you? Just take a moment and breathe. God is working. Every breath you take is a miracle. I mean, there's so much happening in one single breath. It also transports nutrients to the lungs and tissues, amongst other things. This is just a normal function of blood. But there's something unique about blood when it comes to the Spirit. You see, back in the Old Testament, God required the blood of goats and sheep. They would slaughter these for the sins of the people. Without the shedding of blood, there is no what? Remission or forgiveness of sins. In fact, the very first sacrifice, Abel sacrificed a firstborn lamb to God. The high priest would have to offer sacrifices. I love the study of the atonement where they would take one lamb One lamb would be sacrificed, and then one, or a goat, would be an scapegoat. And they would send that scapegoat out into the wilderness. But the one would be sacrificed for the sins of all the people once a year. Now watch this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 through 4. The old system under the law of Moses was only a shadow, a dim preview of the good things to come, not the good things themselves. The sacrifices under that system were repeated again and again. Everybody say again. Again. Say again. Again. Year after year. But they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship. If they could have provided perfect cleansing, the sacrifices would have stopped. For the worshipers would have been purified once for all time, and their feelings of guilt would have disappeared. But instead, those sacrifices actually reminded them of their sins year after year. For it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Let's read that last part again. It is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. God was setting up his people for the ultimate sacrifice. He was bringing them all along this journey to prepare them for the cross of Jesus Christ. I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Aren't you thankful that we don't have to sacrifice sheep this morning? I'm thankful that we don't have to have an altar here where we sacrifice and make a lot of blood, but that's why we have the altar to give ourselves. I want to encourage you to bring yourself to the altar this morning. Yes. Let's read on. Verse number 8. First Christ said, watch this. You did not want animal sacrifices or sin offerings or burnt offerings or other offerings for sin, nor were you pleased with them. Look at this. Jesus is saying you didn't want any of these things. It wasn't the perfect plan. It was just make do, though they are required by the law of Moses. Then he said, look, I have come to do your will. He cancels the first covenant in order to put the second into effect. Praise God. Praise God. For God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Amen. Folks, you can be holy once for all time. Yes. Does that mean you're perfect? No, but you are holy through the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. Let's keep reading. Under the old covenant, the priest stands and ministers before the altar day after day, offering the same sacrifices again and again. Everybody say again. Again. Which can never take away sins. I don't know about you, but if I was living in those days and I was a priest, I would have to sacrifice again and again. And then you'd come up to me and say, well, Pastor Priest, I did it again. All right, let's sacrifice again. All right. Pastor Priest, I did it again. Okay, here we go again. I would say, stop that. Sounds like today. Let's keep reading. But our high priest, the last priest that we need, offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for a few years. Good for a few people. No. Good for Americans. No. Good for all time. Yes. Jesus' blood is good for all time. Yes. Hallelujah. What about 2023? Amen. Then he sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. There he waits until his enemies are humbled and made a footstool under his feet. For that by one offering he forever made perfect those, I love this, who are being made holy. Yes. Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, you are being made holy. Come on. You are being made holy. Yes. God is setting you apart. Yes. We don't have to live in the chains of sin. We are being made holy. Yes. We just got to believe it. Yes. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk quickly about three things that the blood of Jesus does for us still today. We have taken communion. We have remembered what God has done for us. These three things, I'm just setting you up today. We are going to pray for these things at the altar this morning. The first one, Jesus' blood provides us salvation. Jesus' blood provides us salvation and the forgiveness of sins. Romans 5:9 says, and since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. Amen. Ephesians 1:7 says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased, everybody say purchased, our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. Memorial Day, we celebrate those who gave us freedom by sacrificing themselves. But this says he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son. Now yesterday, my daughter Catherine and I, we went to Walmart for a snack break. We went to go get snacks. I mean, things like goldfish and whales and black licorice. How many cannot stand black licorice? How many love it? Okay, thank you. All right, just a few of us. And we just got a few snacks. But when we got done, we had it all in our cart there. We went up to the counter, and I exchanged a card that came out of that brought money from my bank to pay for all those things. It purchased the snacks. I traded money for the snacks, brought it into the car, and then we came home and ate some delicious snacks. That's how purchasing works. You have to have something that does the transaction for another item. Jesus' blood paid for our freedom. Jesus' blood, and it wasn't something cheap. We have cheapened the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, do not trample on the blood of Jesus by continuing to sin. We walk in that freedom because his blood purchased our freedom. We can live in that salvation today because of his blood. He washed my sins away completely. Yes. Completely. I'm standing here completely righteous in God's sight because of the blood of Jesus. Yes. You can be forgiven today, washed clean. Amen? Yeah. The second thing that the blood of Jesus does is he provides healing. He provides healing for today. Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. Yes. By his wounds, you are healed. This all goes together. Sin are taken care of, and we are healed. It's all taken care of together. Amen. We are healed by his blood, his precious blood. I believe that Jesus still heals. Healing is still for today. Cancer can be healed through the blood of Jesus. Kidney problems, blindness, lameness can be healed through the blood of Jesus. Yes. Do you still believe that Jesus heals? Amen. I love the story in Acts chapter 3. The day of Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, and Peter and John, they were walking towards the temple when there was a lame man that was there looking for money. And Peter and John said to him, "Silver and gold I do not have. But what I have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and get up in." That same power is for us today. Hallelujah. Healing. Sometimes I wonder why we don't see as much today. I believe he heals, he saves, and he gives us victory. So why don't we see as much today? I believe that there are times in our life that we need to get some more faith. Amen. And believe. It's not about his power is lacking. It's about we need to believe. The third thing that I believe about the blood of Jesus is he gives us victory. Amen. Revelation 12, 10 and 11 says, "Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, 'It has come at last. Salvation and power in the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb.'" Let me read that again. "And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. Yes. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die." They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb. There's victory over sin. There's victory over the enemy. There's victory over abuse. There's victory over addictions to porn, to alcohol, to nicotine. There's victory over anxiety and depression. There's victory. We're going to have an altar call here in just a moment. I want to speak to you about God moments. I believe it takes a lifetime of discipleship for God to work in our life. Amen? Amen. But I believe that there are God moments that changes our destiny. Just like the layman, it was a God moment. There are God moments in your life when you step out, when Peter stepped out of the boat. That was a God moment. Yeah. I'm going to encourage you to have a God moment and to step out by faith. I'll never forget, as a senior in high school, we were going to do a concert for the entire high school in the gymnasium. Our choir was going to, I can't remember if it was a Christmas concert or what. But my teacher looked at me and says, "Perry, you're singing a solo." I said, "Really? I'll play basketball in front of the gym, but not sing. That's embarrassing." He says, "Perry, do you want a grade or not?" And I'll never forget, I got to sing a Christmas worship song in front of all of my peers at Bloomer High School. I sang the song, "The Birthday of a King," and the chorus says, "Oh, hallelujah, how the angels sang." And that entire place was quiet as a pin drop as I stood there and sang. I didn't know if they were going to laugh or if they were going to make fun or if they were going to, but if that whole place was just like, there was an anointing, it seemed like, over that whole gym. And when I finished, the place erupted. And I remember thinking, thank you to my teacher who made me stand up and take a moment to praise God in front of my entire peers. And I want to just say that sometimes we may say, well, God wants to reach me back here. Or God wants to, I'm telling you what, I believe that you and I, sometimes we need to take a step out. Because God's got something for us in a God moment. In a God moment. In a God moment. Father, I believe the blood of Jesus wants to work today. On this special day of Pentecost, when you went to the cross and you rose from the grave, you made your blood available for all mankind. And I pray right now that there is somebody here today that needs the blood of Jesus to be applied to their life today for salvation or healing or victory. In Jesus' name. I'm going to ask everyone to stand with me today. I'm going to ask our prayer team if you will come. We are going to pray for these three areas today. If you want salvation, I want you to come right over here. If you want prayer for healing, I want you to come right here in the middle. But if you want prayer for victory, I want you to come over here. One of these three areas, I believe that the Lord gave me these instructions for us today. And I'm going to challenge you to step out by faith to receive what God has for you. Salvation, healing, or victory. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we come right now, Lord, that there will be victory in the house. Lord, you came to pay the price for our victory. In Jesus' name, I want you to come right now.